We're doing Sefer Maasiyot by Rav Nissim Gaon, and Rav Nissim Gaon has been discussing the different sayings that we have with regard to women and wives, and now he's going to tell us a story of one of the great women in our history did, one of the women who was a daughter of a very, very, very wealthy person. His name was Kalba Savua. And he was so wealthy that when people entered his house, they were hungry like a dog, and he'd feed them until they were satiated. So that's why he got this nickname, Kalba Savua. He makes even the dogs full. Even people come into his house hungry as dogs. And he had a shepherd named Akiva. And he had a beautiful daughter, one daughter. And this daughter saw Akiva and saw different traits in him, and she loved him, and she told him, marry me. And Akiva said, I'll do as you say. And Kalba Savua hears that his daughter wants to marry his shepherd. Think about it. That's like Bill Gates' daughter wants to marry the garbage man. Or worse. So Kalba Savua says, no way. And he's very upset. He takes a vow that he's not giving her a penny from his wealth, because she wants to marry in Amoritz. He says, I am one of the sages of Jerusalem. I've learned Torah my whole life. I've done chesed my whole life. You're going to marry a man who is unlearned? He doesn't know how to read. He doesn't know a word of Torah. He hates the rabbis with a passion that he wants to hurt every rabbi he knows. That's the person you're going to marry? So Kalba Savua says, you're not getting a penny of my wealth. He takes a vow, she's not getting a penny. Rabbi Akiva marries her, and he speaks to her. He speaks nicely to her. He tells her, look how poor we are. And contain yourself, pray to Hashem, because if I'm going to have money, I'm going to make you a crown of gold with the figure of Jerusalem on that crown. And they're talking until a person walks by and says, you know, I have a wife, she's giving birth, and I have nothing to cover her while she's giving birth. I have nothing to warm her up. Maybe give me something, some garment that you have I could give her. And Rabbi Akiva said to his wife, look how we're well off. He's worse off than us. We have nothing, but we have the clothes on our back. He doesn't even have that. And one day she tells him, listen, my master, listen to my advice. Go learn Torah from the two great sages, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, for 12 years. So he goes to learn Torah, and after 12 years, he knows quite a lot. And he comes back to the city, and he has 12,000 students with him. And he comes towards his tent, and he hears a man cursing his wife and tells her, I heard what your father did to you, because you married a shepherd, and I'm a Aretz. You come from a family of learned people. What'd you marry an Aretz for? He wasn't fit for you. And after he married you, I heard he left you for 12 years. And look at you. What kind of life are you leading? You're living all alone. And his wife said to the man, If only I could, I'd send him back to learn another 12 years. I wish I could get word to him to go back. I wish there were a way he wouldn't come back. He shouldn't come back home in Amoritz. I wish I could send him to learn another 12, but how am I going to get him to know that? And when Rabbi Akiva hears this, he turns around, goes back to the Beis Medrash, and learns another 12 years. And comes home after 24 years, and he has 24,000 students. And the elders of the city come out to greet him, and he's coming with great honor, so many students, he's got 24,000 people, and quite an entourage, and people didn't know who he was. So he sends word to his wife, and she wants to come towards him, but she didn't have anything to wear but torn rags. And she said, you know what? The verse says in Mishle, Yodea Tzadik Din Dalim. One of the traits of a tzaddik is that he knows what the poor are suffering. He'll understand if this is how I come to greet him. He'll know I have nothing better to wear in his honor. My husband's coming home after 24 years, and the only dress I have is a torn dress. He'll understand. And she goes out. And she comes before him, and she throws herself at his feet. And the students see this beggar, this woman who's unkempt. She's wearing torn rags, and they want to remove her. And he says, then let her go. She's bitter. And look what she's had to suffer. And she caused all this Torah that I'm learning. And all the Torah I learned is thanks to her. And everything I taught you is thanks to her. Kalva Savua here is that some great sage came to the city. And a lot of students came with him. So, okay, he goes out to see who it is. Kalva Savua is one of the wealthy nobles. And Kalva Savua has also heard how his daughter has been suffering, living in such poverty, and he wishes maybe this sage will find room to annul my vow. So Kalva Savua comes before Rabbi Akiva, and he doesn't recognize him now. 24 years have passed. How well did he know this shepherd? Now he's 24 years older. And he asks Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, I hear you're a great sage, maybe you can annul my vow. And he tells him the vow he took. And Rabbi Akiva asks him, why'd you do such a vow? And he said, because she married a man that she shouldn't have married. She married a man that had no Torah in him and no money. And Rabbi Akiva says, well, if he were a chacham like me, would you make such a vow? And Kalva Savua says, God forbid. If he only knew to read one chapter, I would have approved. I'd give him half my wealth. The man didn't know how to read a word. And Rabbi Akiva says to him, I am your son-in-law, the husband of your daughter. Kalva Savua rose and hugged him and kissed him and gave him half his wealth. He was very wealthy. And now that Rabbi Akiva was so wealthy, he just got half the wealth of the top three. Kalva Savua was one of the top three wealthy people in Jerusalem. So Rabbi Akiva had money. He had promised his wife something. He went out and had a crown made for her with a shape of Jerusalem on the crown. And God had saved them, gave them a lot of wealth. So Rav Nisim Gaon says, look at what honor this man attained because he was so smart and learned so much out of poverty. So we had just discussed that Shlomo HaMelech tells us it's not easy to find a woman who's pious. And Rav Nisim Gaon says, yeah, it's not easy, but they're around. And here's an example of one woman. We can add a few points. Rav Nisim Gaon doesn't say this, but Rabbi Akiva was either a divorcee or a widower. According to the Medrash, Rabbi Akiva had a son, Yehoshua, tagging along. So it wasn't only that Kalva Savua's daughter was marrying a man who was illiterate, and he was a great sage, and he was one of the nobles of Jerusalem, and he was a shepherd, and he admired the sages, and this man was with great disgust towards the sages, but this man had a child from a previous marriage. So this Rav Nisim Gaon doesn't say, but his daughter was willing to take all this, and in the end, they got tremendous things. Those of you who want, there's a nice book in the library called "And Rachel Was Her Name." It's a historical novel. It's a novel, but it's based on a lot of facts in the Gemara and in the Midrashim. A whole story about the lives of Rachel and Rabbi Akiva. It's a pleasant book to read.